This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
Thank you for listening to the Corey Higher Education Council's podcast on WPSE Money Radio. Last month, we spoke with State Representative Jake Banta. We were able to see how things are going in Harrisburg and what policies are important to him as a representative for this area. This month, we are sitting down with the High Ed's Program Coordinator, Kara Dahl. Welcome to the show, Kara.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, since you came to the High Ed, programming has taken right off. Tell us how you've been so successful getting new programs to come into the Corey Higher Education Council.
I think first and foremost is trying to get feedback from our community and listening to what their wants and needs are. And that includes everybody from our public to our manufacturers, other employers, maybe our adult learners as well who are looking to gain new skills or brushing up on some skills that might need a refresh. Just the main thing has really been listening to other community and their needs. Also, just researching kind of current trends that are in the media and other trending factors such as social media and how that's changed. And with the new addition of AI, you know, how can we inform our public of what that is and how people can use it and how other entities are using it? I have partnered with and connected and networked with new people here in the community to offer other classes that kind of go beyond typical offerings, such as like an agriculture class and all sorts of different, it could be recreational classes, personal development classes, or professional classes.
I think you touched on the big important part is getting a sense of what the community needs and what they want. And I'm looking forward to doing a little bit more of that in the coming months to kind of help inform what you've been doing. But with that said, what has been your favorite program thus far?
Do I have to pick just one? But I've had a lot of great experiences. Personally, I've taken guitar and ukulele lessons, which was really fun. And I'm glad I got to kind of get the foundation of that. But I just took, we had a class called Intro to West African Drumming, where the Corey High Ed partnered with Warren Music Conservatory in Warren, PA. And it was an intro to West African drumming class, and it was awesome. I learned a ton about the region of Dagara and the musical influences. And from the instructor, Joseph, from the Warren Music Conservatory, he was just a wealth of knowledge and a ball of energy. And it made the class so fun and so informative at the same time. So I have to say that's one of my favorites.
I like that. We've made an extra effort to try to bring in a wide variety of different types of classes. And just seeing the registrations come in for these types of classes here at the Corey High Ed has been really exciting and fun. But yeah, we're coming up on the July 4th holiday when we're recording this podcast. But anyone who has ever worked in the higher education space knows that we don't get too much time off in the summer. Can you tell us about what you're doing and what you have available in the upcoming fall catalog?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely not a lot of downtime here in the summer. It's plan, 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 go, 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 which is how I like it. So we have a ton to offer coming up in fall. Just to kind of name a few, we have, by popular demand, we have an American Sign Language class coming up for Intro to the Deaf Community and to American Sign Language, which I'm very, very excited about. We've had multiple requests to have some sort of programming, not only in American Sign Language, but also other foreign languages, which will be coming in the future. But I'm so excited to have American Sign Language as a class. Another one that I'm really looking forward to that I've personally has almost a personal interest, but I'm hoping that it translates, was we have a class that's an intro to improv class, which I'm really, really excited about. We also, for our manufacturers, will be having an OSHA 30 class, which it's been a bit since we've offered that. So I'm excited to be able to bring that to our manufacturers. Several other classes that we have for training purposes. We have a couple of QuickBooks classes coming up, which is great for anyone that needs to learn QuickBooks, but maybe needs a refresher on it. They come out with new versions, so it's always good to touch base to see what your accuracy level is on that. So, and then I think another class that I'm pretty excited to offer is an Autism 101 class, awareness to caretakers and family members, friends of those who are on the autism spectrum. And I think sometimes there's a lack of resources for those individuals. And I'm excited to be able to bring this as a resource to the community.
Those are some really great offerings coming up. I know that personally, if there is space left in the sign language class, that I will be signing up. I've always wanted to learn that. We have friends and relatives that are deaf, and I would love to be able to communicate in a better fashion with them. So with the fall coming up, you've mentioned it to me a few times, and I'm very excited about it. Can you talk about what you have in store for the spooky season, the one program that we're all looking forward to?
It's been hard to contain myself. So coming this fall in October, like we said, the spooky season, we have Jamestown Paranormal Investigators coming into the high ed to talk about paranormal investigation and paranormal education. And I am so excited. I think we have the perfect space to have a class like this, just not necessarily touring the building, but just a conducive space to what they would be talking about. And I think it's going to be a great, great learning experience. I know personally a lot of people that are interested in the paranormal, and what better time than to offer it coming up on Halloween. So I'm so excited for this program.
And there is virtually no chance that any paranormal activity would happen here at this old hotel, right?
Oh, definitely not. If they want to make sure that all their devices are working and turn them on, I'm sure that the building could accompany that.
It will be a great testing ground.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast this month, Kara. It was informative, and I hope that people take a look at what you've been putting together and attend some of these things that we have coming on. I am personally looking really forward to seeing what you do next. It's been impressive.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Corey Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Corey Higher Education Council. Learn more at CoreyHighEd.com. That's CoreyHighEd.com.